This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here live from my flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, as well as from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping out in the coronavirus fight, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the boat mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working the oil rigs all the way across the country and around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And you guys working the oil rigs ought to feel pretty good, because oil is up again. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and click on the like button for liking the page, and then jump into the chat room like a whole bunch of people are doing. Eric is in there, and Steve in Thailand is in there. Cousin Vinny's in there. Richard DeMarine's in there. And I'll get to some more here in a minute. But right now, let's go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have the president saying that he backs a second round of stimulus checks that he says are coming soon. Now, we're being told that that is the $1,200 checks for the individuals again, and we're not sure how and what it's going to be for the businesses and whatnot, if there's going to be things involved there.
Yeah, I think, you know, there are some lessons learned from the first round, and then there was certainly some fraud in that one. There were some delays. There were a lot of things that were complicating the first round. So I think they're necessarily working through it if it happens on the second round. I mean, it is a proposal that is being debated for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But as we have these cities and states that are reopening and going into phase threes and fours or whatever the status they may have, we have some of these hot spots. We've got some that are not going to go backwards, but they're threatening to go backwards. So I'm not convinced it's going to be a necessary thing. I think it may just be a confidence booster, you know, something similar to that. Remember, I mean, we can hardly afford this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
By a long stretch. So.
Well, a friend of mine, a friend of mine's father, who died about 14, 15 months ago, actually got a $1,200 stimulus check. So we know that was screwed up, and they had to send it back. And it took them more; they had to jump through more hoops to send it back and get it given back than they could have if they just sat there and kept it.
Well, I mean, it's
unbelievable.
The wrong thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do to keep it.
That's right. Now, President Trump yesterday signed an immigration executive order restricting the H-1B visas and other guest worker programs. Right away, the big technical computer giants and all that stuff jumped right in and said, hey, wait a minute, not so fast. We got to have these people. Well, hell, can't we train our own people to do that?
Well, and that's what we should have been doing all along. I mean, these tech companies should not be relying on foreign workers. Now, the proposal, interestingly enough, to suspend some of these or to have legislation that we hire U.S. citizens first before we go elsewhere.
Right.
It was done, I think, back in late April, mid-April.
Yes.
So it took a while to kind of get this out there in an executive order. But it would affect around, based on all of the types of visas, it could affect somewhere between 300,000 and 500,000 that we give visas to come in and do whatever kind of work. I would say shame on all of these American companies that have, that, you know, do not train Americans for this type of work or that already have this type of work. But the interesting thing is that, or a type of skills, is that we can pay in farm workers cheaper than we can pay, you know, and that's where the whole thing is. You push down the labor costs.
Yeah. Now, there's a new research that's concentrating vaccine efforts on helping the elderly first, plus our military. The military is already working on that themselves. And that, I don't know, how soon do you think that's going to happen? I keep hearing by the end of the year.
Well, we all do. There's one company that's already, that last week went into phase three, the last phase of vaccine testing. So, I mean, there's, we also need to remember, too, that we have not just vaccines, but we have other prophylactic drugs that are out there. I mean, what was it, a week and a half ago, they talked about this one particular steroid.
Yep.
Very good promise. We also have European countries, Germany, Britain, that are doing some very good work. So we tend to forget that even all these people that have tested positive, it doesn't mean that just because they tested positive, they're automatically going into a hospital and overwhelming the healthcare.
Absolutely right.
That's a distinction that needs to be made.
Yep.
That, you know, they just might necessarily have to go home for 2 weeks.
Yep. Yep. You're absolutely right on that one, because that's being blown way out of proportion, because I heard the media yesterday saying, well, Florida's awash in illness and the disease. And I mean, heard all that. Oh, just tick me off. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and she certainly struck a nerve there with everybody in Florida, because we know better. There's fewer people in the hospital now than there's ever been, and the deaths are way down. Thank God for that. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I do that? Why should I do that?
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is being brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And let me tell you something. I am taking Balance of Nature, and it is doing great things for me. Number one, I found out that my blood pressure lowered, and my doctor said to me, he says, "What are you doing?" I says, "Well, nothing." And he says, "Well, what are those little things you got there, those little tablets?" And I said, "Well, this is a Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Here, the fruits are in the red and the veggies are in the green." And I showed him what I had and all that stuff. And he says, "Man," because I've also lost 21 pounds in the process because my appetite alarm is gone. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But anytime you can do something good, you know, doctors are going to notice. And he goes, "Man, keep taking this up. It's working." So in my case, if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and who the heck is, then I got a deal for you. This stuff is working for me. I've cut out all the snacks at night because the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies is like eating a meal that's good for you, and I'm not hungry at night. So there you go. I'm not hungry at night, so I'm not stuffing my candy bars and all that stuff. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to the website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or give them a call, 800-246-8751, to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello.
Hello.
We have got Ian on the telephone line. Mr. Ian, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to comment about the tech companies. I know you touched on it briefly. So
right.
My way of thinking, the entire technocracy must be broken up and regulated. Now, I'm generally a free market capitalist person, but let's not forget, these companies didn't start in the garage like some classic Horatio Alger story. Hewlett Packard did, and I think Cisco. The rest of them This entire internet and technocracy was capitalized by our tax dollars starting in the late 1960s under Republican and Democrat administrations. These pigs are feeding at our trough. They're databasing us. They're silencing our speech. They're bringing in foreigners and exploiting labor. And I'm not an exploiter, by the way. It should be a free market. They've got everything their way. And we're going to be under a technocracy dictatorship. It's already happening. People's speech is already getting silenced. They get to have their cake and eat it at our expense with that CDA regulation from 1996. This entire thing's got to be broken up. We need to break up this monopoly in all its forms, from their labor arbitrage to their free speech. And they don't pay enough taxes, by the way. They are a clear present danger, and they are globalist in outlook. Thanks, bye.
Okay, and by the way, Denise, Steve Jobs started that way with Apple Computer in his garage with some of his pals, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, I get what he's saying, and we'll just let that where it sits for a little bit. Now, Ambassador Richard Grenell reportedly is being rewarded. He's going to be given a high-level Trump administration post for the job that he's done so far. I'm not sure, but I think he's going to be some sort of special envoy somewhere over in Europe.
Well, he already is that. He is the envoy for Serbia, Kosovo. So he is already doing that. And that actually caused some interesting issues when it comes to John Bolton, because John Bolton had actually proposed some kind of a land swap in order to resolve that, and he did that on its own outside of, I would say, the State Department. And so that's caused some issues where Grenell is having to wind that one back. So anyway, that's what he's doing now. He's going to then take a little bit of a break and then apparently come back into the Trump White House or some kind of in a position. We don't know what that is yet, so they're kind of holding that close to their vest.
Okay. The House Democrats are scheduling depositions with top Pompeo aides to probe the State Department's Inspector General firing. And then I heard something yesterday about the judge that I think it was Nadler wants to bring in Attorney General Barr to find out about this Attorney General, this Southern New York Attorney General that was relieved of his position over the weekend.
That's right.
But does that mean, and by the way, do they have to answer these requests when they get them?
The subpoenas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know.
It doesn't mean they necessarily have to show up, but
okay.
AG Barr's not fearful of anything with Nadler. So, I mean, it's a matter of when it would be scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, they just want to stick it to the administration because, you know, they've been calling A.G. Barr Trump's personal attorney since he got the job.
Yeah. All right. Now, something interesting is going on in Georgia. So listen up, you folks up there in Georgia, especially our listeners in Atlanta, Valdosta, and, of course, Augusta and elsewhere up through there. The Georgia House yesterday passed legislation, apparently it went through the Senate too, to dissolve the county police departments. Now, Georgia is one of those states that you could go into, say, Forsyth County, and the whole county has a police department instead of having all these little towns have their police departments like they do in other states, but they do it at a countywide level. And then, of course, they had the sheriff on top of that too. So what do you suppose? It's going to go to the governor.
All right, well, here's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually legislation that was proposed back in January before we were in this mess that we're in.
Okay.
And so it has now passed both chambers in the Georgia legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And it began actually with Glynn County, but it can affect several other counties, Cobb County, DeKalb, Fulton, Gwinnett, you know, which is metropolitan Atlanta.
Correct.
So what will necessarily happen is it's ready to go to the governor's office for his signature. But what it then happens is it's not that it would automatically eliminate them. It is a measure that then goes to the county, and the county then votes on whether they want to do it or not. Okay? Mm-hmm. So what it is, it's really a situation that says, okay, we'll go ahead and approve this, but then it still has to go through some kind of a local ballot measure.
Mm. Okay, well, we'll see what happens, but hopefully that won't indeed happen. And the other thing is, let's see, I got a question from Christine down in Sarasota. She's saying, why isn't President Trump shutting these burning cities down and seeing businesses, business owners, and helping saving the business owners and residents?
He can't.
He can't. It's up to the local mayor, right?
Well, it's a governor thing. We're in a federalist system, so they have to request whether they send in the National Guard or any of these others. They have to request that. So if they don't request it, there's not really anything that we can do at the federal level.
Okay, now Mayor Bill de Blasio, otherwise known as what, Wilhelm or whatever the hell his name was back in the day. The Museum of Natural History, he's made a comment about that, and he says, well, yes, the Museum of Natural History is going to be removing the problematic Teddy Roosevelt statue, and for that matter, we're going to be removing some statues of Ulysses S. Grant and George Washington, too, and possibly even Christopher Columbus. And he said that so casual, that the statues were coming down, they were going to be taken away and put wherever. I mean, what the heck?
That's right.
So what now, Coach?
Well, these aren't the first statues. There's, we've been doing this going back to last year. So we removed a bunch of them. Now we were supposed to have peace on Earth, right? So we removed some, so everything's going to be great. No, it wasn't enough. So, all right, you're taking them down, you're removing them, then what? Will we have some quiet time now? Will things all go back to, peace on Earth here if we remove all these? I don't think so.
Yeah. Very quickly, there's some people that want to see the religious statues go because they believe having Christ on the crucifix and on the cross is a sign of white supremacy. Yeah, right. Give me a break.
Yeah.
All right. I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, so you stay low, and I think you'll be writing an article or two today, right?
Yep, thanks.
Okie dokie, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check her out and see all the great things that she does over there. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Alarming surges in coronavirus cases across the U.S. South and West raised more fears that the outbreak is continuing to spiral out of control and that hard-won progress against the disease is slipping away because of resistance among many Americans to wear masks and keep their social distancing. Confirming those predictions that easing the state lockdowns over the last month and a half would lead to a comeback by the virus, cases have now surpassed 100,000 in Florida. Hospitalizations are rising dramatically in Houston and Georgia, and a startling 1 in 5 in those tested in Arizona are proving to be infected. Over the weekend, the virus seemed to be everywhere at once. Several campaign staff members who helped set up President Donald Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, tested positive, as did 23 Clemson University players in South Carolina. And meatpacking plants around the country are also being hit with new outbreaks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our second military and veterans news segment of the morning on the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy, who you'll hear from in just a second, have two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about where they are, but in the meantime, they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school, and we also know that many people during this coronavirus pandemic have been furloughed, or maybe their companies have closed and they're on unemployment and they don't know what they're going to do. Well, let me suggest something to you. It's called the National Aviation Academy. If you have any mechanical ability at all, if you can read schematics, follow instructions, if you put together a model airplane,
if you've worked on your lawnmower, if you've worked on your car, then there is a great possibility you could be trained to become an aviation maintenance tech and enjoy a fantastic career with an unlimited amount of ability to be able to make money, because you're going to start out on a 40-hour week at around $60,000 a year if all you do is work 40 hours. But if you want to work more and you want to get some overtime too and all that, you can make a lot more money than that. So check them out online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses. Now, they have one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one is here in Clearwater, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, that being said, the number to call, 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you, NAA.edu or 800-659-2080. Now, the first of five new NATO surveillance drones began test flights over the Mediterranean Sea this month, nudging the alliance towards a new capability meant to relieve the demand for U.S. equipment in the Mediterranean by having overflights with NATO surveillance drones instead of tying down American equipment and personnel. In addition, buoyed by the recent Allied Spirit exercise in Poland, U.S. Army officials in Europe are eyeing a resumption of their training schedule amid the continued danger of the coronavirus and talk in Washington of removing almost 10,000 troops from Germany. Now, keep in mind, Poland, that's right, Poland would like to have those troops there, and they're willing to pay for them to be there. And Poland, by the way, pays to have our troops in their country. They're the ones that named Fort Donald Trump over there in Poland. Now, the Army is in the very early stages of figuring out if there's any racial disparity in its justice system and what could be causing it. So they're taking a look at that right now to see what they can or they can't do. And you probably didn't hear about this anywhere because it just wasn't politically correct to say, but nearly 1,000 people turned out for a celebration on Juneteenth, Friday, that was aimed to raise awareness about the day the Union Army arrived in Galveston, Texas, to tell African Americans that the slaves had been freed. And soldiers celebrated the breaking of the chains at the inaugural Juneteenth celebration at Camp Humphreys. Now, the Navy and the warship John S. McCain, remember that one? Another one that got involved in a collision where several sailors were killed. They are headed back into operations. The ship and its crew completed their basic certification phase earlier this month. And now they're headed back out to sea. Also, Vice Admiral Tom Moore turned over command of the Naval Sea Systems Command and retired after 39 years in the Navy, leaving the service's largest systems command in the hands of Vice Admiral Bill Galinas. And congratulations to the Admiral. Now, two aircraft carriers sailed in unison over the weekend in the Western Pacific to kick off combined flight operations this week. That would be none other than the USS Theodore Roosevelt and the USS Nimitz. Now, there is a third carrier in the area not very far away from the South China Sea, and this is the first time we've had three carriers over there in a while on station. Now, the House Armed Services Committee is wary of the retiring tankers, the KC-135s, and they're also now talking about, besides retiring the KC-135s, possibly retiring some B-1 bombers. But they've had problems getting the KC-46, the new tanker, into operation. So the KC-135 remains for a while anyway, to see what happens. Now, Clark Marshes, a natural area near the former Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda in Detroit, is so tainted with potentially harmful nonstick chemicals that almost every living creature tested there shows excessive levels of them, and it will get more attention from the U.S. Air Force to try to clean up that base. Also, Marines who will be in quarantine for 2 weeks, where they also will be tested twice for the COVID-19 virus, have arrived in Australia, the second wave of Marines. They've entered into quarantine. And the National Guard really did do this. I heard about this last week, and I said, you got to be kidding me. The National Guard created a COVID-19 challenge coin. And the reason they did that was for the National Guardsmen and women that had been called up for the COVID-19 virus pandemic service. They wanted something to pass along to show that they were proud of what they did and this, that, and the other, and they came up with a challenge coin, which is what a lot of different units do. So kudos to the National Guard for doing that. Now, the nominee to lead the National Guard Bureau sidestepped some questions on the alleged use of helicopters to disperse protesters in Washington, D.C., but stressed the Guard's growing mission to de-escalate violence by backing up local law enforcement by whatever means they're asked to do so. And with COVID-19 cases declining across the state, the Nebraska National Guard is handing off two critical missions it's carried out since the early days of the pandemic, and they are winding things down and putting their feet back on the planet Earth. And kudos to them for a job well done. Now, the Space Force is in the news right now. The Space and Missile Systems Center will award contracts for rideshare missions to six small launch providers. A sector that the Pentagon has repeatedly said is particularly vulnerable to the coronavirus-related financial restraints. We'll see. And here's some advice for military parents with extra worries about kids' fall education. Parents have probably done a better job of their kids learning than they think. Now, this is because the kids have been at home. There's been some homeschooling going on, and the parents have been helping with the kids, seeing to it that they maintain their studies and their grades, and the tests that are now coming out, the tests that the kids are taking, their scores are as good or better than they were before. So how about that? Way to go, kids. Way to go, parents. How do you like that? All righty. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about. And, of course, with Chris, it's all about the dollar. We're going to talk about some money issues. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She is listening to us up there on our affiliate in Carrollton, Georgia, AM 1330 WLBB. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, if you've got arthritis pain like I do, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, how about just general muscle aches and pain and all together from whatever it is that you do, then I want you to check out the Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start, because I've been taking it for 4 years, and it works for me. It's all natural. Don't need to worry about any narcotics in this. It's all natural. It'll take care of the swelling and the inflammation that you have. Thank God it's worked for me because I had a problem here a little while ago, and it did work, and it did help out greatly. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start that's right there. Look at the little 2.5-minute tutorial that's there, the little video by Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own and operate Relief Factor. and then check it out. $19.95 is all it costs. Relief Factor 3-week quick start by going to relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
How you doing?
I got a question for you. The big news yesterday when it came to trade and whatnot was the trade deal with Beijing looks like it's over. That was said by Peter Navarro, who I believe is our trade advisor. What's that going to do to hurt the United States?
It's already been walked back. He came out, he said that yesterday, and we saw markets drop because of concern in regards to that. And I didn't have any problem with that statement. I mean, you could cancel it. I don't care. I think we have to deal with China in a different way. But it's already been walked back by Navarro, Trump, and Larry Kudlow. So, Matt, I'm confused, too, along with everybody else. I don't know where the administration stands on this right now. I mean, they seem to be a little bit all over the place. They obviously don't have their ducks in a row. Navarro said that he was misquoted or they didn't understand what he was saying. I understand English very, very well. I've been speaking it my entire life, but I know exactly what he said. I think that the Trump administration probably saw markets and futures drop, and then they walked back the statement. You can't lead like this. You can't do this. American people can be able to deal with, you know, the markets coming down a little bit and futures changing if you're going to actually deal with China the right way. I don't know, but again, what they're doing right now, what they're thinking in regards to this. It's a mess.
Well, the president's out in public. He's holding rallies. He's going to be in Phoenix today. They expect 15,000 people to show up in Phoenix for a big rally there. We'll see. And Joe Biden's in his basement. Meantime, you got these unruly students, and these are college students, make no mistake about it, that are out there trying to tear down our statutes. I mean, what the hell?
Again, I think we need more. I'm being honest. My opinion, I've always done when it comes to the president, we're not getting any leadership right now, in my opinion, out of the president, out of the White House. You're now threatening to tear down statues of Jesus around the country.
That's
tweets
right.
Aren't gonna do it. Tweets aren't going to do it. Rallies are not going to do it. I'm sorry. And it has to be in a more of a non-political type of function. It cannot be tweets. You got to come out. You got to call out Black Lives Matter. You got to get other Republicans to do so. But all the Republicans are running scared. No one wants to deal with this cancel culture nonsense that's going on. The fact that they almost pulled down Andrew Jackson in front of the White House, just the fact that Teddy Roosevelt's being removed. Yeah, I know the president tweeted about it here in New York, but you have to lead on this as well. And again, I need more than tweets and I need more than rallies right now. The country does. We're being torn apart when it comes to this stuff by this minority, and we're kowtowing to it, and we have to do something about it. Joe Biden could sit and hide in his basement. You know, he can because, the president's approval ratings now have come way down. People don't feel like there's any leadership, but he's going to be the other option that's out there. He's got to also lead on COVID and the fact that all these numbers coming out all over the place talking about these increased cases. Yeah, we knew that was going to happen. But you take a look at the death toll when it comes to this, and it is dropping precipitously, and that's a good sign. We need to explain to people. We know more people are going to get it when things are opening up, and there's no reason to fear. And that's what we live in. We live in that type of a climate right now. It seems like that there's anarchy here, anarchy there, and anarchy everywhere. And it's difficult to win in a situation like that. I mean, you saw what happened at LBJ.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the other thing. You got all kinds of problems, and then on top of that, here's this story that just made the headlines this morning. New Jersey Republicans surprised as mail ballots listed Democratic candidates on them.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Is somebody playing a game? Is somebody playing a game up there?
It's New Jersey. It's very difficult for Republicans to win there anywhere. New Jersey was actually listed as the least patriotic state in the union. That shenanigans are going to take place. The Republicans know if you're going to win, you're going to have to go out there and win. And, it's a shame right now. It's a shame right now in the fact that, we're so ripped apart when it comes to this. You got major Republican groups, the anti-Trump groups, the Lincoln Project out there, going out there to destroy the presidency, you know, the deep state wanting to win. But again, in my opinion, we got a real lack of leadership right now, and the president needs to step up.
Now, the president also said yesterday that he's in favor of another stimulus, these $1,200 checks coming out, and that something was going to be done within the next couple of weeks or so. Is that what you're hearing?
I'm hearing that too, and I think that it's absurd. Again, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't understand the point behind sending people another $1,200 stimulus check. If you're on unemployment, if you've lost your job, you're getting substantial unemployment. Why should people that have nothing has changed, they're getting their pension, they're getting Social Security, why should they get another $1,200 that's going to come out of my pocket? And then eventually my kid's pocket. Sorry, I don't understand it. It sounds to me like you're trying to buy votes or something like that. It doesn't make any sense. George W. Bush did the same thing in the lead up to the 2008 election. It was pushed by Pelosi. And guess what? It was a landslide and Obama won.
Do you remember the amount of money that he gave? $250.
I think it went up to as high as 800, 700, wasn't it?
Yeah, but for the individual, the solo individual was $250.
Yeah, this is insane. And there's $1,200 trying to boost the economy up, and that we don't have the money. I'm sure the president must be aware what our budget looks like at this point in time. And what the hell is another $1,200 check going to do? I mean, it's just absurd.
Now, the president is going today to Phoenix, Arizona, where he is going to be at a rally. They expect 15,000 people to show up in Phoenix. Martha McSally is apparently the person that this is to benefit the most.
Mm-hmm. I'm not, like I said, I haven't been paying attention so much to the rallies, Matt. I mean, I haven't. I know that there was a big, to-do about what happened in Tulsa and numbers and people going in there. I'm not interested in rallies right now. I think we got to get leadership on the national stage. But I think the president's got to hold his rallies. I mean, that's just doing his campaigning. But we need to do something right now to put these all of these protesters and all this nonsense in the proper perspective. We do.
Well, all politics wind up becoming local sooner or later, and the mayors are right at the center of all of it, and the mayors in some of these big blue cities are just not leading. They're letting this stuff happen, except for yesterday. I got to give the Seattle mayor kudos. She said she's going to send the police back in and take back her part of the city and the magic land of CHOP.
Yeah, I heard that. We'll see how that goes. I mean, let's hope that she actually follows through with that. I know because a couple people were killed, and there was another person that was shot right outside of that. Again, surprise, surprise. Seattle's its own little world there. I mean, they do one dumb thing after another dumb thing, and that's because of leadership. And we talked about this here, too. I understand that's local and how they have to handle that. However, like I said, we got to have somebody telling people what's right, what's wrong. And it has to be not coming from a tweet. It has to be coming from some speech.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, so stay out of trouble up there.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. And by the way, there are many economists that are saying we're going to have a big economic rebound over the next few months coming up on the first of the year. We'll see. We'll see. Coming up, Ron Edwards.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.